Alright, families, yay. Okay. Christ blesses a single woman who chooses life for her child. There she is in the corner, carrying her baby. And she is also carrying a cross, a big one. That's a big cross. It's almost as big as her. She exhibits patience and long-suffering, choosing to undergo hardship and possibly social shame rather than having her child killed. For a single young woman to choose life for her unplanned baby represents the overcoming of enormous obstacles. Okay, so I'm going to go through some. There's one. Sex education. She has likely been exposed to sex education that is unchristian. If it was provided by Planned Parenthood, which is the single largest provider of sex education in the U.S., she was likely introduced to Planned Parenthood anywhere from elementary to middle to high school, and maybe all three, which gave Planned Parenthood the opportunity to establish a relationship with her, assuring her that she cannot talk on these matters with her parents, and she should come to them, usurping the role of the parent. This sets the stage for her to naturally turn to Planned Parenthood for an unplanned pregnancy. And this is all by design. The Planned Parenthood cycle is to give youth birth control that they are not mature enough to take properly, perform their abortions when pregnancy occurs, and repeat and repeat. Even homeschooled children can be exposed to Planned Parenthood through the app Roo. Oh. Mm-hmm. Roo answers all your awkward questions about sexual health, relationships, growing up, and more. Chatting with Roo is free and private. So go ahead and ask the things you don't want to ask out loud, unquote. Mm-hmm. So, I tested this out, and yeah, this is real. And Rue's really cute, so really appealing. This is a sanitized version of Planned Parenthood's philosophy about children and sex education. Medical accuracy, shame-free, age-appropriate, culturally competent, and honest. So this is what they believe young people have a right to. And if this is very sanitized, because shame-free, for example, means, you know, anti-religious. See, if your religion, you know, is going to shame you for having an abortion, you know, Planned Parenthood's not going to do that. Okay, so that one bothered me the most. Okay. I've carried a sign at protests stating simply that Planned Parenthood tells lies. Medically accurate, that one they should be able to get right, but it will still be persuasive, so misleading. Persuasive in a highly misleading way. Okay, so then the next obstacle is material expectations of our society. The young single woman who chooses life for an unplanned baby must also have overcome, okay, this glamour, fun, beauty, for the servitude of motherhood and child. Wow, so we've got these amazing stilettos and lipstick versus a binky. Okay, so fortunately, there are wonderful pregnancy resource centers where women can get some really good and substantial support and resources to help her in this time of need. But there are other practical support systems like Access, Women's Justice, and this is all over California. They will help you arrange your abortion, help you get your Medi-Cal, give you a ride, anything you need to support you to get your abortion. There's also a girl's peers, and even her family could be encouraging her to do this. There's a temptation to test the abortion is empowerment message. Young single women are often struggling with self-confidence and so many other issues. It must be a temptation to believe or test the lie that she will feel empowered by aborting her baby. Abortion empowerment has found its way into popular television and cable series. Media is such an effective teacher. Hopefully somewhere along the line, young women can hear the message of the pro-life movement that we should not have to kill our children to achieve our dreams. This is not empowering to us. When our liberation costs innocent lives, it's merely oppression redistributed. And this woman here is a pro-life feminist. She might be secular, And I want to point out that the secular pro-life groups are extremely important to this movement. We should always be grateful and gracious to them, just like they are towards the religious communities. We're all in this together. We're in it to end it, as Live Action says. The other thing, actually, the unfinished business that I wanted to also bring up was way early on in my presentation, I said, I'm not going to have any graphic images, and I said, so don't worry. But you know what? That was not quite right, because I really believe there is a place for these graphic images. There was a place for graphic images in the Holocaust and there in civil rights movement, and sometimes you just never know what's going to reach somebody. So please, let's not completely bash people who want to use graphic images. Some of the most powerful pro-life leaders in our history of this movement have come around only because they saw graphic images. So that's just an aside. Okay, it's not for everyone, but it might be the only thing that reaches someone else. All right, future plans. Single women have plans, and having a baby can interfere with them? Oh yeah. This billboard represents a stark contrast and shows every possible over-the-top manipulation. The anguish, shame, and embarrassment of pregnancy. She can't even show her face. And the triumph of self-advancement and taking control of one's future. This is such a mean billboard. She's just laughing at the loser who's pregnant. Motherhood is second class. Education, career, and travel are more important. Many women do choose abortion for education, career, and travel opportunities. I saw a woman give her testimony on YouTube. They have these things, and from a Canadian young woman, and what really just tipped it for her was that she was going to be meeting her boyfriend in Europe in a couple weeks. And that kind of was the clincher. Of course, with adoptions, women's future plans are delayed for about a year. Adoption really is a way to pursue the plans made after the pregnancy. Made before the pregnancy, after the pregnancy. All right, and then we have messages from prestigious leaders. Yeah, there's a real cult following for Ruth Bader Ginsburg. They even made a movie about her. But, you know, here we have the former president of the United States saying, look, I got two daughters, 9 years old and 6 years old. I'm going to teach them first about values and morals, but if they make a mistake, I don't want them punished with a baby.
It's his grandchild.
Yes, thank you. Pseudoscientific messages. Parasites don't have rights. Gloria Steinem said this a long time ago. This has kind of resurfaced. So, preborn babies do not meet the scientific definition of a parasite. Anyway, this is just name calling of a totally innocent, vulnerable person. Also, we talked about the Peter Singer type position that not all humans are persons. So this can be really confusing. And this is a lot of this is going on college campuses, these philosophies about personhood, and people are getting confused. And you hear a lot of, well, we don't really even know what a person is. Is it sentience? Is it, is it after they're born? Is it sometime before they're born? There's a lot of instilling of confusion intentionally. It helps you to make the wrong decision. For the child in the womb, of course, we often hear terms like clump of cells, blob of cells, tissue, products of conception, the pregnancy. So all of these kinds of things dehumanize the baby in the mother's mind and makes it easier to accept abortion. The message that abortion is good and something even to celebrate because of its so-called advantages. The Shout Your Abortion movement is extreme, and I think that it was not as effective as hoped, but it did have a continuing impact. Abortion is freedom, and every American loves freedom and does not like to be told what to do. So there is appeal here. Shout Your Abortion wants to normalize abortion. This is quite ambitious, but these messages reach us and can affect our decisions, giving us false justifications. This is from the Shout Your Abortion website, their merch page, their merchandise. They have abortion is normal in Spanish, which is really hitting a very traditional pro-life community, Hispanic community. Everyone knows I had an abortion t-shirt, God loves abortion, etc. Quoting from the Shout Your Abortion website, we're in a fight for our lives, and it's time to tell the truth. Every single day, all sorts of people have abortions for every reason you can imagine. We are your siblings, your coworkers, your spouses, and your friends. Abortion helps people live their best lives. We are the proof, and we're only going to get louder. I'm kind of sorry for putting this in. I did this last minute. But, you know, Amelia Bonnell, founder of this Shout Abortion, Shout Your Abortion movement, went on this internet series called Kids Meet. And so they were meeting a woman, did you see that? A woman who had an abortion, and that was Amelia Bonnell. And at one point some kids were talking, you know, the kids were, there was some, you could see they were uncomfortable. You could see one boy whose conscience was clearly talking to him. Then at one point they were talking about tattoos, and she has an abortion tattoo. It's an abortion on the inner lip. And so we have to teach our children to trust their inner voice. It's their conscience. When we talk about that, we need to solidify that. God is speaking to you there. When you hear that, that's God speaking to you. He planted what's right and wrong inside of you. I think that's a really good way to talk to kids. Now, this probably doesn't really warrant much attention, but I mean, you never know what's going to take off. although this is also old news, because this is a communist individual, but she wrote this book, Full Surrogacy Now, Feminism Against Family, and she's saying, abortion is a form of killing that we need to be able to defend. It's acceptable violence, and the fetus is meeting out violence to the gestator, which is the mother, which is not totally off. Gestate is that's kind of a science, okay, but whatever, it's still twisting it. And that violence is unacceptable, that violence by the baby is unacceptable violence for someone who doesn't want to do gestational work. So carrying a baby is now gestational work. The violence that gestator meets out to essentially go on strike or exit that workplace is acceptable violence. So abortion is just like going on strike from being on the job of carrying your baby. Okay.